So I wanted to share something this morning because it made my heart and soul and spirit, my flesh, everything leap for joy. So I have Throne Room Prayers by Brian Simmons, Passion Translation author, and I'm listening to the audio. And as I go to work, I listen to the Passion Translation audio, and this psalm stood out to me and made me so excited because I was like, whoa, stop, pause. So I looked it up and I wanted to say something about it here, because when you read this entire psalm, this is like everything. This is for me, everything right now that I want right now. I want to press in. So if you read this, let me read it in case you're driving. First of all, the portion is called Restored, a song of the stairway. It was like a dream come true when you freed us from our bondage and brought us back to Zion. We laughed and laughed and overflowed with gladness. We were left shouting for joy and singing your praise. All the nations saw it and joined in, saying, the Lord has done great miracles for them. Yes, he did mighty miracles, and we are overjoyed. Now, Lord, do it again. Restore us to our former glory. May streams of your refreshing flow over us until our dry hearts are drenched again. Those who sow, this is the verse that I want to comment on. Those who sow their tears as seeds will reap a harvest with joyful shouts of glee. They may weep as they go out carrying their seed to sow, but they will return with joyful laughter and shouting with gladness as they bring back armloads of blessings and a harvest overflowing. And that, those last two verses, I thought, oh my gosh, you know, every time I enter into his presence and the spirit falls, you know, and the glory comes and you feel his presence, that's when I start to weep. And I've known this for quite some time. Like, you know, it's been quite a while now. It hasn't always been like that. But when I felt Phil's presence, prior to this, it was stillness, I would say. You know, I would always feel something in my hands. And I would just sit there quietly and not say a word and just wait for him to touch me. And I would actually feel the touch of the angels around me, is what I've come to learn. At least one teaching. I can't remember the name of that author who taught that. But anyway, and I thought, is that the Holy Spirit? Is that Jesus himself? Or is it angels? I don't know who's touching me. Well, I think it might be angels, your angel. However, lately, it hasn't even been lately. I would say it's been a good year, at least, if not two. No, it's been probably about 2 years. If not more. I don't know when it started, but I weep in his presence and then the joy comes. Then I laugh and then it goes back and forth. Weep, joy, weep, joy, weep, joy. And I just thought it was intercession, you know, and it is intercession. It's our spirit making groanings and utterances and moanings and weeping and laughing without words that we can't even understand. But when I heard this verse, I know I've read it before, but for some reason, it hasn't really stood out to me like this. I've heard it said before, even through the Passion Translation, and it just really caught me today. And I feel like when I weep in prayer, I'm sowing seeds in this same moment, in this same, whatever it is, if it's 10 minutes, if it's an hour, whatever it is I'm doing, I'm sowing tears as seeds, and I'm then turning around and reaping a harvest in that same intercession. So I don't even know, we don't even know how powerful that prayer session is. We think, oh, you know, we're getting there, or maybe we'll see results eventually, or maybe I'm just blessing the Lord, he's blessing me, we don't really know because we don't really see, right? But I feel like as one body in Christ, whenever we are sowing, and I'm not crying for me, I'm not crying for anyone else. These are just tears of intercessory prayer. I'm not sad about anything. And when I laugh, I'm not thinking of anything that's funny. I mean, sometimes something funny will trigger in the moment. You know, Bo will be up there and, you know, it just exemplifies the joy and laughter of what he's doing. And then it goes even deeper. But it's not anything in the natural. And I'm laughing and laughing and I'm like, you know, or how about when the laughing comes over you in the most awkward moments or when you weep in the most awkward moments? And so I want to say this verse reveals, you know, somewhere in the world, whether it's in our body, in our flesh, in our soul, whether it's in our children's lives or somebody in the room or somebody in the body, in our immediate body of Christ, somebody in our family, somebody we know it at work or our neighbor, or whether it's someone we never will ever meet who is connected to us or not. I mean, in the body of Christ or not in the body of Christ. We could be interceding for nations. We will never, ever, ever know until we are with him in eternity and see all of the things that our intercessory prayer did. But I feel like in that moment, we were sowing seeds. And then when the joy comes, we're reaping the harvest. The harvest is coming. Somebody's getting saved. Somebody's getting delivered somewhere. Somebody's getting healed somewhere. And I don't know that if it's just one prayer that can do it, or whether it's a joining in and the incense that rises up, right? We may just be one little puff of smoke in that stream of incense that rises up in prayers to heaven. We come together and our voices come together and we intercede and we play maybe the major role in seeing that harvest and that healing, that deliverance, that salvation, whatever it was. But I believe this. And I'm like, oh my gosh, I just thought it was back and forth, joy, laughter, you know, weeping, intercession. But it's literally doing something in real time here, or maybe it goes into eternity and comes back out through another wormhole time slot into another part of eternity. You know, when it talks about those who have gone before us, who have run the race, they cannot reach their fulfillment in him. They can't have that accomplished goal of finishing that race until we do our part to finish it. So when I say we're in the spirit, when we are in the spirit, we are in Christ. He is outside of this time. And in him, we are outside of this time. It just absolutely blows your mind. You know, I've talked to Bo about this and I've talked to other people. And my opinion of, personally, I know everyone has a different understanding, but when I dream about a person and a person appears in my dream, I am more under the understanding in Revelation that does not represent anybody but that person's actual person or that person's actual angel. It could be us from the future. And I know this is like, whoa, just press in and meditate on this. I hope I don't lose you on this one. But our future selves interceding for our past selves in the spirit realm, or our present self interceding for our future self, we're entering into a time zone that doesn't have any linearity to it. It's circular. It's all at the same time. So even our intercessory prayer could be for ourselves in a different time and season in the future. I mean, it's easier for us to think about the future than the past because the past has already happened. How can that be? But when you think about getting healed, You literally have to go back to that point of when that injury first occurred and then the timeline that happened before it. So technically, when you enter into prayer for healing, you're calling for that original restoration back into this current time. Like when Jesus said to that man's withered hand to grow out, you know, I know in that sense, he may have been born without a hand, or maybe he had a hand in the womb or something, but he called him from the way he was created, from the foundation of the earth. When we go back there, how can we wrap our mind around when Jesus was crucified in the year zero or negative one or two or three, you know? He was crucified from the foundation of the earth, which is way before that, right? How can that be, right? Because that crucifixion accounted not just for everything, I'll just say everything, every sin and sickness and disease from that day forward, but also from that day back to the beginning of the foundation of the earth, because the people who were saved in him were saved before he was born. You know, I mean, it's like all the fathers of the faith, they were restored in Christ before Christ was even born, because Christ always was and he always was crucified. So, you know, when we enter into prayer, we are not just entering in to pray and weep and say a few words. In fact, the less words I would propose to you, the more effective. But okay, we still want to say those amazing prayers that come to our minds and our hearts. We still want to speak his word. His word is eternal. So, I mean, this just opens up so much just from this little verse. And then it goes on to say, they may weep as they go out. Where are we going? Out, you know? Oh, out into our door, out through our door, out into our yard, you know? Out into our week, to when we work. No, we go out in the spirit realm, carrying our seed to sow it where the Lord would have us to sow. We just can't understand it in our natural mind. It's way too much. You know, when Jesus sat down with the disciples and said, I wish I could tell you of heavenly things, but you can't even understand these basic natural things. So basically, you're not ready for some of this other stuff that's just going to absolutely blow your mind. You know, and we have people in this world who are getting these revelations and touching upon them and offending the religious spirit. And people just aren't ready. So Jesus is like, okay, you're not ready yet. Maybe the next generation will be ready to hear what it is I'm going to tell you. But I've heard testimonies of people that leave their bodies and go and do the work of the Lord. And they are blessed to actually have a more physiological experience and remember it and come back to report on it, almost like a first fruit kind of witness to it, that it's existing in the world. Whereas most of the world doesn't, most of the people don't, you know. When we pray, when we dream, when we experience things and see things, when we see in visions and dreams, and even in our real time, we see things and we know things, we are overlapping realms and we are entering into a time, a space that has no time or space. It's just too much, you know, and I really wish I was intelligent enough to be able to handle in the natural realm, like the whole understanding of quantum physics. You know, it's funny how Marvel's touching on it with Ant-Man, which is really cool. And I just, you know, not that this didn't trigger this, but just coincidentally last night we watched The Nutcracker in the Four Realms. And, you know, she was literally entered into a natural space, is what she thought at first, in a home, in a party, you know, right, if you haven't seen it. But she was shown, she went in, you know, came out of a cuckoo clock, basically, or a grandfather clock, that she was a lot smaller and her time was moving a lot than the time that was happening at the party of the nut in the Nutcracker, where her father and her siblings were, because she's like, I'm going to miss the party. They're going to wonder where I'm at. I have to go back. And they're like, oh, no, let me show you something. You know, and I thought that was kind of, what? Okay, Lord, what are you saying? And it's interesting. I don't go super, super spiritual on a lot of natural. A lot of natural things I feel are still inappropriate for us. But if we're in that spiritual realm, I feel we can handle it. You know, go see Wonder Woman, go see all the Marvel movies. Okay, fine. But some of it's a little edgy for me still in the natural. I'm like, oh, I don't know about that, you know. But I did open up a notebook last night. I'm like, you know, I'm going to take notes on this movie because it's interesting that Angelina was like, hey, let's watch this. It's on. And I'm like, okay, I'm just going to have my notebook handy. I'm going to take notes. Some of the things that I saw, you know, I can relate to in a spiritual way. I didn't want to super spiritualize it. But anyway, it's interesting because this verse just, you know, with coincidentally was really something that the Lord highlighted just now again. And so they go out carrying their seed to sow. And I know we're so trapped into this natural realm that we think that it's all about now, you know? Yeah, and it is, but it also isn't. It's about so many other things in a different timeline. And I want to excite us on this because never give up. Never give up. Even what you see in the natural that has already gone and happened, we can go in and intercede for and see a different outcome of that in the future, some way, in prayer. But they will return. So, you know, we weep, we go into this intercessory realm, sowing seeds with our weeping into some spiritual timeline. And then we come out of it with joyful laughter and shouting with gladness. As we bring back into this natural realm, armloads of blessing and a harvest overflowing here, you know, and have any of you ever experienced where, you know, it's phases of the prayer, like you're sitting there praying and all of a sudden you start to enter in, you feel his presence, you enter in, his glory comes. Maybe you start to weep because you understand so much at that point. You know, you don't even understand with your natural mind, you're understanding with your spirit. Maybe it's your sin. Maybe it's the sin of others. What are we understanding? And we weep because of it. But it's intercession, right? We're just interceding. That's all our natural mind needs to be able to understand. And when the Lord feels that he can trust us with more, he reveals more. And so we get glimpses of understanding and revelation and wisdom and knowledge. But in that moment, we go out, we do something in our prayer, and then, you know how the next phase of our prayer is, you start laughing, and you're like, oh, you know, I'm coming down from that intensity, and now I'm bopping around, bebopping around, I'm laughing, I'm clapping my hands, running, you know, joyful. What? Why? What caused the joy? You know, what was that that caused that joy? How did you go from the mourning and the weeping in the spirit to the joy in the spirit? What happened to change your mood? You accomplished that which God sent you out to do, and you brought back that harvest, that right there in the spirit. And you're praising and worshiping, and you're like, I don't know what's funny. I don't know what's amazing. Why am I so happy? I don't know. But all I can do is laugh right now. It's all I can do is laugh. You are laughing in your accomplished prayer, and I'm driving, so this just blows my mind. And you know, you keep going, you keep pressing in, you keep the weeping until you get to the joy. You keep going, you know, and maybe there's times where you don't get that joy that time, but you go back in. Maybe you went in through that spiritual realm and you didn't get that accomplishment that the Lord had sent you out to do. But he never sends you out to do something without accomplishing it. So we continue to press in and see that which we are continually to What's the word? We fight for it. We fight for it. We continue to fight for it until we bring back the joy. How about this? What am I even talking about? It's too much for my natural mind to wrap around. But the verse is right there. And we always want to like super spiritual or like just like, oh, okay, it's poetry. Yeah. I don't really know what this means. It's pretty. No, it's real. It's all real. It's just not in a realm that we can yet understand with our natural mind. And so I just want to bless you. And I just ask, Lord, in Jesus' name, I ask for more understanding and revelation. Draw us deeper into these revelatory prayers so that we can go in the weeping and sowing the harvest, wherever you're taking us, in, out, whatever realm, whatever timeline you want to deposit that for us, and we come out with joy. The mourning that happens in the evening, and then the joy is in the morning, right? And it's just all about intercession and accomplishing His will. And somebody somewhere is being healed, delivered, set free, and convicted of sin, being brought to the greatest miracle that we could ever pray into. And that's the salvation of their soul, the salvation and the renewal, the being born again of that spiritual man. In Jesus' name, I bless you today. I'm so sorry this was so long. I don't blame you if you don't listen. If you did, bless you. I don't know. Go give yourself a cookie because you deserved it. But I'm going to go back and listen and take notes on what I just said. In Jesus' name, I bless you.